Thomas Massey is now alleging that you are going to hold the House in recess until after the midterm elections due to the Epstein Files Transparency Act.
So let me tell you how stupid Thomas Massey's comment is.
And here we are, September 3rd, he canceled it. It's so stupid, it came true. So Ro Khanna and Thomas Massey are not letting up on this Epstein Files thing,
wow.
Right? So you remember they passed the resolution. It passed you almost, I think, unanimously. I think Randy Fine was the only guy who voted against it. Trump signed it that they're supposed to, by law, release all the Epstein files. And just remember that the Epstein files that they admit to having are just a very small percentage of the files. Okay.
And they're real bad.
And the stuff that they even admit to having are so bad, they won't release them. And the stuff that they release is mostly redacted. Just to let you know. Oh, Clay Higgins was the guy who voted against it. Whoa. That's sad. And because they had alerted, because Jeffrey Epstein was an intelligence cutout. He was an asset working for the deep state inside the United States and the Mossad. And so they told him, they gave him a heads up, hey, they're coming to raid your house. Get rid of all your... So he got rid of all the video. The videotapes are all gone, right? And
I bet they have them.
Well, they're somewhere. I'm sure Jeffrey Epstein put them somewhere. And then, of course, they never searched his ranch until way after they were supposed to in New Mexico. So, again, right. So just keep that in mind. The Epstein files that Thomas Massey and Ro Khanna are trying to get released are just a small percentage of the actual files that they have on Jeffrey Epstein or Jeffrey Epstein had on everybody else. So they're doing it again, even though the first resolution passed almost unanimously, except with Clay Higgins, and signed by Donald Trump, they still won't release them, which is it's against the law. It's literally against the law that was passed. But again, you need someone to enforce that law, and that's Trump's Justice Department, and of course they're not going to.
What about the midterms, Jimmy?
What about the midterms? So he says, yesterday, Representative Khanna and I launched a discharge petition to collect 218 signatures to force a vote on the Epstein Files Transparency Act 2. Now there are rumors Speaker Johnson will soon recess the House until after the midterms election. So, This is Mike Johnson being asked a question about this discharge position petition for the of Epstein Files too. Let's listen to what he says.
Mr. Speaker, Thomas Massey is now alleging that you are going to hold the House in recess until after the midterm elections due to the Epstein Files Transparency Act.
So let me tell you how stupid Thomas Massey's comment is. If he would come to our House Republican conference meetings, as we had this morning, he would have heard me say privately, as I've said publicly, Republicans are here to work. We have a schedule, a calendar that's been out for a year. We are abiding by that calendar. We are going to work all the way through September and every day that's on the calendar, so long as people like him don't stop the progress. So that is a nonsensical statement by someone who is not participating as a full member of the Congress, and it's really sad that he doesn't.
Okay, so that's what he said. Hey, turns out they did cancel. They canceled this session 2 weeks ahead of the midterms.
Ah.
Exactly as Thomas Massey predicted, there are rumors that Speaker Johnson will soon recess the House until after the midterms elections to avoid the vote. He predicted it. He tweeted that out on September 1st, and here we are, September 3rd, he canceled it. Even though he tells you that
Mr. Speaker, Thomas Massey is now alleging that you are going to hold the House in recess until after the midterm elections due to the Epstein Files Transparency Act.
So let me tell you how stupid Thomas Massey's comment is.
It's so stupid, it came true. So Mike Johnson is a complete swamp creature, and he's defending the Epstein class, just like Dan Bongino, just like Kash Patel, just like Donald Trump.
Just if I see him on Grindr, Jimmy, I'm swiping whichever the one where you don't pick him is.
The House will no longer vote during the final 2 weeks of September, even though Mike Johnson just said they're going to go all the way to the end.
It's probably because Massey stood in their way and they couldn't get it done because he was holding them up, you know? Yeah. He wanted to, but Massey, because of anti-Semitism or what have you.
So they're canceling the last 2 weeks so that... GOP leadership canceled the weeks of September 21 and 28, which included 8 voting days, per a notice from the Office of Majority Whip Tom Emmer. After the Labor Day recess, the House will now only have 4 days in session before lawmakers go home for the remainder of the month and all of October. This Congress has done phenomenal work, and members are jostling a lot of different priorities right now. That's what he said, Speaker. So Thomas Massie says, Tuesday I tweeted Mike Johnson would recess Congress until after the election in an attempt to stymie our latest Epstein bill. Johnson went on TV adamantly saying that was stupid and we'd work every day. Today he announced we'll recess until September 17th, until after the election. They're going to recess on September 17th until after the election, exactly as Thomas Massie predicted. Brian Allen says the House Republicans are canceling the final 2 weeks of September and plan to stop voting after September 14th, leaving Washington until after the midterms. The timing, Thomas Massie's bipartisan push to force action on millions of unreleased Epstein files and gaining signatures. They were elected to govern, not run from accountability. Stay in Washington, release the files. And now, look at this. Exclusive, House GOP is scrambling for messaging guidance amid controversy over canceling remaining congressional session to avoid vote on the additional Epstein files release. I'll read it to you. Some of your members are asking for messaging guidance in response to today's announcement that the House is canceling the final 2 weeks of September. I recommend using this version or a version of this. This is what they're recommending, they say. The 119th Congress has built the foundation for success for this country. We've passed nearly 100? Is that 100 pieces? Is that 100 or 900? We've passed nearly 900 pieces of legislation in the House, the second most in U.S. history. We've delivered
for Israel.
That's right. We've delivered the largest tax cut for working class families. Yeah, I mean, if you consider billionaires working class families, we cut $1.1 trillion in federal spending. I don't think you actually did that because the deficit is still going to go up by trillions of dollars. The most in U.S. history. We rolled back 22 burdensome regulations, the most in U.S. history. This has been the most aggressive, successful, productive House in American history since 1949. We delivered small government with big results. We've returned government to the people. Now we're excited to get back to our districts. And
of Israel. Just add of Israel to every single sentence. In Israel, of Israel. For Israel, that's all they did was shit for Israel.
We're ready to return within 48 hours should the Senate pass legislation such as Reconciliation 3.0 of the Senate of the Save America Act.
You gotta be such a chump to believe in America still. You gotta be such a chump. I don't know. Is everybody stupid? I guess so.
So you pass.
I mean it every time I say it too.
You're gonna pass 900 bills, but not that one bill, right? Not that one bill. In fact, you're going to cancel the session because of that one bill. Here's what Thomas Massie had to say earlier this week.
Your reaction, Congressman.
Well, I could show you a bunch of clips of things that Mike Johnson has said absolutely are positively true, and then they aren't true. I'm glad to hear that he says we're going to stay here. That gives me time to get 218 signatures. We're collecting them. We've already got dozens already. We need to get to 218. So that's good. But I heard him say, unless he stops progress. Now, what's his view of stopping progress? Progress to him is making a political statement up here every day in order to put the Republican Party ahead in the midterms, not to actually get anything done. So if I start making real progress, and they don't see a political advantage from their fake messaging bills, he may say that I've stopped their kind of progress, and he could call it off. He also might be talking about other members of Congress who would be voting to take down rules. He's had a hard time. A rule is the resolution you have to pass before you get the bill passed, and those are usually party line votes, and he's had a hard time getting those passed. He called us off for 2 or 3 weeks this summer. He took days off the calendar where I'm sure he thought we were going to be working. And he sent us home early because he couldn't get things passed on the floor. And he can't attribute that to me. Look, I'm here to get stuff done. I want to get Epstein Files Transparency Act Part 2 done. And that would be a big win.
So, of course, we know that was before Mike Johnson actually did cancel the session. So you're run by PDF files and PDF file protectors. And the only people that are standing up to get them released are getting kicked out of Congress by Jewish donor money. Welcome to the United States. We just had Kurt Weldon on saying that U.S. officials planned the 9/11 attack. And he was in line to be the chairman of the Armed Services Committee until they found out he was going to get to the bottom of 9/11. And then they had the FBI intimidate his family and raid his daughter's house. And
obviously they planned it based on the Patriot Act alone and the amount of power they took away from you after the thing that they planned happened. They just keep doing it. They just keep doing it. The flock cameras don't matter. The control grid's on, and they're just going to keep pushing it. And unless people stop cooperating, it's done.
The only way out of this, and I've said it before, I'll keep saying it, is that we have to get money out of politics and have government-funded elections. How do you do that? You have to put a hurt, just like the truckers did in Canada during COVID. You have to shut down the machine. How do you shut down the machine? Well, if the railroad workers didn't go to work for a week, that would completely break the back of the machine, because that's the glue that holds capitalism and our economy together in the United States. If all the truckers stop going to work for a week, if all the port workers stop
quite
going,
quit.
Or any combination of those three, that's how you could do it. You could get this done. Will that happen? I'm not optimistic that that will ever happen, because they've infiltrated our unions. And don't think that the UAW and all the unions aren't infiltrated, because they are. If there's a group of four people, two of them are going to be FBI. Just keep that in mind, okay? Just like the DSA, you got guys, that's why the DSA...
As soon as you hear boutique left DEI identity politics nonsense, you know you've been infiltrated. The second they start spewing that shit, you know you've been infiltrated. The second they go away from class and to your identity, they're in there. You got to resist that.
Mamdani and AOC endorsed Speaker Jeffries, is his name, right?
Hakeem Jeffries?
Hakeem Jeffries.
The rapper.
A confirmed Zionist. And they said nobody should try to primary him. So you got a guy like Mamdani, this DSA Mamdani, who wins election running against Israel. He gets a third of the Jews in New York to vote for him. And then he says, hey, don't primary the biggest Zionist in this Congress who's about to take over the speakership. Don't do it. And AOC, too. So that's the
irony. His dad is Epstein.
So that's the irony here. So the only way to do this is you have to shut down the machine. Truckers, railroad workers, port workers, you have to shut down the machine, and then you have to have a demand connected to that. You can't just have a protest without a demand. And the demand would be that you pass a constitutional amendment that says money is not speech, and that all federal elections will be funded by the publicly funded, because it would save us trillions of dollars and we could actually have a democracy again, because we don't have a democracy right now. You have an oligarchy that shoves shit down your throat every day. And that's why both parties won't give you health care. They don't care that you don't have decent jobs. You can't pay your mortgage. You go bankrupt when you get sick. And they don't care that there's a whole generation of Americans who can't even afford a house. They don't care that your cities are 30, 40 years behind China. In China, 90% of the people own their own house. You know why? Because in China, the government sits above the oligarchs. In America, the oligarchs sit above the government. And the only way to get rid of that is you have to shut down the machine. Workers have to rise up independently of their union leaders and shut down the machine and then have a demand to get money out of politics. That's the only thing that's going to work. Am I optimistic that that will happen? No, but that's the only thing that will work. Anything you want to...
Hey, guys, instead of that, keep up with the Lindsey Clancy trial and other important things to
your
life.
Yeah, right.
Fucking sheep.
You don't think the Lindsey Clancy trial is there to keep us fighting each other? It is.
I mean, could it be more obvious? Anybody who's covering that instead of this shit, you're an asshole. You really are a piece of shit. And I don't just mean Tim Pool. Come on. Come on. I know he's your friend.
And if you want to hear my jokes about this, come see me. Max Blumenthal has been added to our shows in Chicago. That's September 18th, 19th, and 20th. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets. Also, October 11th, right? Is that 11th? We're going to be in Atlantic City. I'm sorry, the 17th. October 17th, we'll be in Atlantic City. And October 10th, we're going to have a live panel show with celebrities here on Ventura Boulevard in Studio City. That's on October 10th. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for those tickets. See you then. Hey, I'll see you September 18th, 19th, and 20th in Chicago, Illinois at Zany's. Max Blumenthal has just been added onto those shows. Then we'll see you October 17th in Atlantic City, October 10th in Los Angeles for a live celebrity panel show. And then we're in Cleveland, Columbus, Dayton, and Toledo. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets.
.com.